This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
It is certainly interesting to hear the insights, the opinions of individuals involved in high-profile court cases once the trial is over, to kind of get their insight, kind of get their feelings, things they couldn't necessarily say out loud while the proceedings were going on. And the individual who we have not heard from as of yet is Circuit Court Judge Clifton B. Newman, who sentenced Alec Murdaugh to two consecutive life sentences for the brutal murder of his wife and son. He has now spoken out for the first time about the case at Cleveland State University. And despite the heinous nature of Murdaugh's crimes, Judge Newman, he expressed belief that the fallen lawyer did, in fact, genuinely love his family. Quote, "I don't believe that he hated his wife, and I certainly did not believe that he did not love his son." Judge Clifton Newman had to say, of course, Murdaugh convicted of the murders of his wife, Maggie, and son, Paul, in a desperate attempt to conceal his financial crimes. But he committed the unforgivable, unimaginable crime, and there's no way that he'll be able to sleep peacefully, Newman said. During the sentencing, Judge Newman also delivered a powerful personal speech directly addressing Murdaugh. You might remember this. He said, "You have to see Paul and Maggie during the nighttime when you're attempting to go to sleep. I'm sure they come and visit you." Murdaugh, already dressed in prison attire just hours after his conviction, responded by admitting that he saw his deceased loved ones all day and every night. Reflecting on the high-profile trial that lasted 6 weeks, Judge Newman admitted that he was surprised by the attention it garnered, but maintained his focus on his role, saying, "I was simply a judge in the trial doing my job, as I've always done, repeatedly, over the years." He also defended his decision to allow Murdaugh's financial misdeeds as evidence, arguing that once a defendant takes the stand and testifies, almost everything is fair game at that point. In another surprising turn of events, Judge Newman revealed that the jury's visit to the 1,700-acre Moselle estate, where Maggie and Paul were killed in June of 2021, provided and proved to be helpful to the prosecution, even though it was the defense that made the request. Judge Newman, who is expected to oversee the proceedings for Murdaugh's financial crimes, is required to retire later this year when he turns 72. South Carolina native and African-American, he attended segregated schools until 1969 when he began his studies at Cleveland State in Ohio. Eventually, he rose through the legal ranks in his home state and now presides over the Colton County Courthouse, where, in fact, a Confederate memorial still stands as a reminder of the region's troubled history. Meanwhile, Alec Murdaugh, once a member of South Carolina's most prominent family, now resides in maximum security at Kirkland Correctional Facility, where he's in the process of appealing both murder convictions.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
It's an interesting one to examine and try to understand. Did Alec really love his family? I think maybe even the bigger question is Alec capable of love? Or is this an emotion that he just kind of acts out using visual and audio clues and cues from others over life, but it's something that he's just really not capable of feeling or doing? Because I think if you truly love someone, last thing you're going to do is actually kill them. I don't know that Alec is capable of it. Anyway. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of our discussions on the cases that we're following for you right here. Get an ad-free experience through Apple Podcasts as well. You can try that for 3 days free when you become a premium subscriber. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.